Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, it is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Tuesday, September the 4th, as unfortunately we come to you after what was yet again another frustrating weekend of Phillies baseball, as the Labor Day holiday made the weekend a little bit longer, and it started off oh so well, but unfortunately just went poorly after that, as the Phillies now at 72-65, losing three straight games over the weekend. After Friday, winning 2-1, such a uplifting, fun game as the first game of that Cubs series. After finally stealing that last game against Washington, the Cubs come to town, and this Phillies team energized off a exciting bounce-back victory after the Ryan Zimmerman walk-off. And then after that, of course, the Vincent Velasquez of it all, is Velasquez going to touch second base or to tag up on second base, ends up getting thrown out at second after tagging up too early. The season could not have gone much lower than it did that night. And the Phillies bounce back on Friday night, win it 2-1 over the Cubs. A tough, resilient victory. The pitching holds up. They win it in 10 innings as Strubel Cabrera with a walk-off home run. And you're starting to feel that mojo come back a little bit. It felt like, all right, maybe this is the run we've been waiting for. Maybe this is the time. Maybe finally this Phillies team is going to do what they did earlier in the season. And they're going to bounce back, and they're going to be resilient, and they're going to win some baseball games. We're finally going to win a series. And none of it was to be, as the Phillies would simply straight up collapse the next two games. They lose 7-1, then 8-1. And then yesterday they go into Miami in, again, you can't say it's a must-win game because there's still 32 of them left on the schedule. Felt like a must-win game, and the Phillies didn't get it done. The Phillies did not get it done. They just go into Miami, lose two more there. Obviously, they need to take both. They have to win this series. I mean, it just is what it is. The Braves lose to the Red Sox yesterday as well, so the Phillies still four back at the Braves, but creeping further and further out of the division, the wild card, all of it. As they continue to frustrate and continue to disappoint, again, that game on Friday, the 2-1 victory, winning it in the bottom of the 10th, there was some real juice for the team, potentially. It was, the kind of thing where, kind of like Aaron Nola over Max Scherzer the first time around, where you felt like, all right, this team's going to use this as fuel. They're going to find a way to push forward and make something happen, and unfortunately that was not the case. It was really did feel like that kind of victory, especially after bouncing back after the worst loss of the season, literally, not figuratively. And winning that first game of the Cubs series, they come out and they play well in that game. Nick Pivetta pitched great. Pivetta coming through when they needed him. You're feeling good about it. And they find a way to come back down 1-0, find a way to battle back to 1-1, get it to 10 innings, and then Strubel Cabrera from the left side of the plate, opposite field, dong, to win the Phillies the game. You're starting to get excited, and then it just sucks since then, to put it bluntly. Again, they lose 7-1, 8-1, then they lose 3-1 yesterday. Zach Eflin, not very good right now. That's just putting it bluntly. Zach Eflin is not getting people out, as he had a really rough outing on Saturday. Aaron Nola, very frustrating outing on Sunday as he was unable to get the job done. We've become so accustomed to Nola just going out and dominating in these games that the Phillies have to have. Look, he pitched fine. It was a fine outing from Nola, and at certain times you saw that nastiness that makes him so special and that has really carried him to one of the great seasons in Philadelphia Phillies pitcher or hitter history. But didn't have the best of the best stuff on Sunday. It didn't really matter because the Phillies didn't do anything off John Lester anyway. So the Phillies unable to get it going. Dropped that one 8-1. And then yesterday, they go into Miami for a day game. And granted, yes, I know a three-game series at home, then going on the road for a day game the next day, not the easiest thing to do. But they didn't show up. They were flat. They showed up flat. In a game that, again, like, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, the season's on the line here. This team had playoff aspirations. We all did. As fans. And obviously the organization. This is it. I feel like I've said this multiple times now, so I guess the ferocity or the impact or the import of it is dulled. But it's put up or shut up time. I mean, this is legitimately it. They have to win this series against the Marlins. And honestly, look, I said this last week. I feel even stronger about it now. While I'm not bailing on this team, I'm not giving up on their season, I wouldn't bet my own money on them making the playoffs at this point. I don't feel good about it. I don't think it's likely. They've just played too bad for too long. They haven't bounced back the way they have to. They've just been a disappointing team over the last month and a half or so. They're a team that, quite frankly, shouldn't be in the playoffs the way they're playing. And I know we've talked about it a lot, but I mean, God, I don't ever remember a team that was a winning team in the major leagues that made so many mistakes defensively as this Philadelphia Phillies team. It's unreal. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It seems like every night someone does something stupid in the field. Someone makes a bad throw. Someone can't field a grounder. Someone's not covering the right base. On and on and on and on and on. And as we've discussed, I think there's blame for that to go around. Kapler deserves a good deal of it for sure. I mean, you're the manager, those are your players. If they're not in the right spot, if they're not making plays, you have to answer for that. But I also think that the players deserve a large portion of that blame as well, in that you're Major League Baseball players. I knew what to do with the ball in Little League if it was hit to me. You should know what to do with the ball in the Major Leagues. You should be sure-handed, all that type of stuff. So, again, it's a frustrating spot because I think that, as we've discussed a fair amount, this team was able to surprise a lot of people this season and really give people more than they bargained for and be a competitive team, a team that was, for all intents and purposes, fighting for a playoff spot. And I think even though most people never expected them to be that team, that once they kind of were that team, people jumped on and instead of really jumping all in and saying it's going to happen, people jumped in yet kept saying it wasn't going to happen. And now they were right, it turns out, but it just seemed like people were waiting for it to fail. And ultimately it did, or ultimately it looks like it is, I should say. As again, I don't want to bail, but I just, where they are positionally in terms of where they are in the National League right now, where they're in the NL East. I know they have 11 games against the Braves and the Rockies, 7 of them against the Braves. So, look, I'm not saying the season's over, but it's unlikely the way they're playing right now. You just can't feel good about it. Again, I think last night or yesterday, a perfect example in that this is a team that has not won a series since July. They came out against the Cubs, the best team in the National League, and they won that first game of the series, and then they weren't able to win the series. They had Aaron Nola going in Game 3. They couldn't get it done. They put up 4 runs over the 3 games of the series, and they put up 2 runs, 1 run each in those last 2 games. And that's fine. It's not okay. It's not good. But it's fine. If you want to say that the best team in the National League is going to come in here and handle their business, fine. But you can't go to Miami the next day and lose. You just can't. You're supposed to be a playoff team. Well, I don't think the Braves are great or anything. They're clearly a very young team as well, with a young manager with a long way to go. At least they seem to handle their business. They've been beating bad teams lately. It's just incredibly frustrating to watch this Phillies team sometime. I mean, that was a game they had to have yesterday. And Gabe Kapler said before the game, this isn't a must-win game. We just got to keep going out. There's another game the next day. But yeah, until you run out of games. And that's where they're at right now. This team is on the verge of running out of baseball games without having made up what they need to make up. And it's a shame because it really has been a great season for this team. And again, I've said multiple times that no matter what happens over the course of September, that I think this is a massively successful season, a huge success, no matter how it plays out here. But again, I also understand how a lot of people are disappointed, how you invest yourself in a team and a belief and I think that that's really, it's kind of how it's happened, right? Like, if this team fought with the Braves down to the end, and who knows, they might still, and gets knocked out the final day of the season, maybe it's a little easier to stomach. But when this team, you know, kind of gets people's hopes up and then plays their worst baseball of the season in the games that matter the most, that are going to be the deciding factor, yeah, I get it. I get why people get annoyed with it. It's understandable. But at the same time, it has been a really great season for this Phillies team, and it highlights what a bright future they have. We talked a lot on Friday about that, about the reasons for optimism for the future, and I stand by that tenfold. I feel so great about where this club is headed, the infrastructure that they have organizationally speaking, from John Middleton on down, from Klentak, McPhail, Gabe Kapler, the coaching staff. I feel really good about that. I don't know if I know others might, but I do. Others might not, I mean, but I do. And then when you add in the infrastructure from a roster perspective, already the young guys who are getting meaningful reps at the major league level right now and making a difference. You know, the pitching staff, of course, the Aaron Nolas of the world, the Rhys Hoskins of the world. On the other end, these guys are getting meaningful growth reps. They're going to be better players because of this. And then you factor in the hordes and hordes of cash this team has to spend, the flexibility financially speaking, roster construction speaking, the depth of talent they have in the minor leagues. It's a really good and exciting time to be a Phillies fan. That's the big takeaway here, that this team's future is super bright, and you should feel good about it as a Phillies fan. And while this season might be a bit of a disappointment considering where we ultimately expected them to go, and again, games like yesterday really hammer it home, to not be able to go into Miami after losing 2 straight games to the Cubs, after winning the first game of that series, after not winning a series since the end of July, after knowing that your season is on the line every game you play now, with 26, 25 games left, like, when you get down to that level, the season's on the line every night. Every time you take the field, your season is on the line. And we haven't seen that type of fire from this Phillies team. We haven't seen that type of effort, passion, need to go out and win a game. We haven't seen that. And I think that adds to the disheartening of it all because, again, like, that's a game they got to win yesterday. It's a game they got to win. They got to go to Miami and they have to take that. In my mind, it was a must-win game. maybe not from a numbers record perspective, but from a belief in yourself perspective, from a fan base believing in a team can be something special, all that type of stuff. So, again, not must win technically, but it was certainly a deflating loss for this Phillies team yesterday in Miami. All right, coming up, we'll look ahead to the next two of this series. A game, again, two games in my mind the Phillies absolutely must have, and also where the Phillies sit in the National League and how the rest of this season could play out, and more coming up. It's Phillies Today. It's James Seltzer. We are coming right back. We are back, Phillies Today. James Seltzer coming up in just a little bit. We will look ahead to tonight's Phillies-Marlins action. Two more in Miami before the series is over. The Phillies have to take both after that. They head to New York for three against the Mets, off day on Thursday. Then three in New York against the Mets. Then three in at home against Washington. Three home against Miami. And then three home against the Mets. So that's a nine-game stretch there where, again, look, if you're hoping for beyond hope, that's Phillies have been a much, 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 much better home team than road team, obviously, this year. That stretch, three against Washington, three against Miami, three against the Mets, all here at Citizens Bank Park. That's your hope. That's what you're gunning for if you're hoping the Phillies are going to win, if they're going to make the playoffs this year. That's what you're gunning for. Right now, as we discussed, they are four back in the NL East of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves at 76 and 61, the Phillies at 72. And 65, just a bad road team, this Phillies team. 29 and 39 on the road, 43 and 26, a great home record. Washington 3.5 behind the Phillies at 500. They are still just on the fringes of it, really out of it for all intents and purposes. You look at the rest of the divisions, the Cubs widening their lead in the Central at 81 and 56. They're four games up on the Brewers. The Brewers actually have the second-best record in the National League. Can't catch a break right now. They are four back, as the Cardinals 5.5 back at 76 and 62. Then you look at the NL West, as the Dodgers surging. They are tied with the Rockies at 75 and 62 for the top set there. The Diamondbacks a game back there. So if you look at how it shakes out in the wild card race, the Phillies again four back in the division. Only 3.5 back in the wild card. How about that? 3.5 back of the St. Louis Cardinals for that second wild card spot. They are actually five back of the Brewers, who are in that first wild card spot. After that, it's the Cardinals, the Dodgers, and Rockies, who are in first place in the NL West, a half game back of the Cardinals there. Then the Diamondbacks a game back of them. And then the Phillies at 3.5 back there. So, look, whoever plays out, it's going to be an exciting, fun race there as this season shakes out here. Look, it's been, again, it's been a hell of a run. It's been a really fun season. It's been a season that I think most baseball fans here in Philadelphia did not expect this team to do anything at all. And instead, we got, we got 6 months of fun. We got a team that threatened to go to the playoffs, and look, technically still can. We got a team that that went from winning 66 games last season, 66, to fighting for playoff games in September, to playing meaningful baseball in September, even if they're fading, even if it's their worst baseball of the season, even if it's frustrating to watch. This team is still playing meaningful games right now. And I think that's a lot more than anyone thought was going to happen at this point in the season. And I think that, again, that perspective is crucial in how we judge this team and how we judge their play this season and how we judge the outcome of everything. It's crucial because, again, they weren't supposed to be here. This is not a team that was expecting to be at this point, at this spot this season. They just weren't. And they exceeded expectations. And that is such a great thing for the future because these guys are getting meaningful reps. These guys are getting the opportunity to play in games that matter, to understand what it feels like to play in September with something on the line, to have the pressure of playing in games that they need to win for a purpose. games where seasons, again, hang in the balance. I mean, that's huge. That's huge for this team. And I think that in the long run, that's going to be something that really is a benefit for these guys, for this team, for this group. As again, there's a real, influx here of young talent in Philadelphia that is growing together, that's learning. Guys like Rhys Hoskins, Aaron Nola, Nick Pivetta, Vincent Velasquez, Zach Eflin, Nick Williams, Odubel Herrera, Roman Quinn. All these guys, they're all young players who are getting the opportunity to play meaningful games in September. That's important. And would we like them to see them play better meaningful games in September? Obviously, yes, we would, as it's been frustrating. And again, yesterday's game, just that's the type of game that grinds my gears as much as any, because they had to have it. They had to beat a bad Marlins team, the last place Marlins. And I don't care if you played the day before and are flying into Miami. I don't care if you're a bad road team. I don't care. I don't care. You have to go in and beat the Marlins in that spot. And look, I'm never going to say you have to sweep a team because baseball's weird. So if they win the next two games, fine. Fine. But again, I don't know why we should believe they're going to win the next two games, as they just keep losing series to a bad team. So again, a game yesterday, in my mind, they had to have, they didn't have. And it's incredibly frustrating, and it's annoying. And while I have this perspective on the season, and I feel very positive about what they've accomplished and what it means for the future, I feel incredibly positive about. But certainly I get it, and I feel that way, that right here in the here and now, it's a disappointment. And it's tough to stomach, because they had been one thing for a long time, and then over the last month, when the games matter the most, there's something else. And that is certainly never an easy thing to get over. But again, like I said, they have to win the next two. So that's just what it is in my mind. Is tonight, 7:10 start in Miami. It'll be Jake Arrieta taking the hill against Trevor Richards for the Marlins. Richards, a 4.26 ERA on the season. Jake Arrieta, we all know the drill. Arrieta, of course, he's not been what we had hoped he'd be. He's been fine. He's given us a few outings where we felt really psyched to have him here. But for the most part, for the money, certainly has not been the guy that they hoped to sign. And I think he did make a difference in the clubhouse with those young pitchers, showing them how to go about their business, all that. I think all that stuff has mattered this year for sure. But he's not a great pitcher. And I think we've all seen that. He's fine. He's serviceable. And hopefully he can be serviceable again tonight in Miami. He has not pitched well against the Marlins this year. Also slightly disappointing, but hopefully Arrieta, with only a few more starts left in the season potentially for him to show why he got paid. Hopefully he can get it done tomorrow night. And then, tonight. Then tomorrow night, it'll be Sandy Alcantara taking the hill for the Marlins. He's a youngster who's pitched very well, then taking on that Nick Pivetta. Pivetta, of course, coming off such a really nice outing on Friday night against the Cubs after a couple bad ones prior to that. Hopefully Pivetta getting back to the confident, talented pitcher we've seen at times this season and certainly at times lately. So that'll be a big one. Either way, look, they have to win these next two. I'm saying it. Must win. I don't care what the numbers say. Look, I think the season's probably over anyway. It's unlikely this team's going to make the playoffs at this point, but go win these next two. Beat the Marlins. They stink. This Phillies team is better than the Marlins. They should be able to go in there and handle business when they have to have these games, and the Marlins don't care. The Marlins are done. They're fishing. It's over. It's time for this Phillies team to step up and make this end of the season run at least a little fun. Remind us how you got here in the first place. Big one tonight. Gotta take it. Jake Arrieta, let's go, brother. All right. We'll be back with more Phillies today, tomorrow. Until then, keep it here. We got you covered all day long right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.